Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and we are here in Grenada, Mississippi. Man, what great crappie fishing to have down here. So we happen to have three experts, one expert at fishing and one expert that knows all about Grenada and the facilities that they have here. So we'll start with you, Ron, because you're sitting next to me.
Great. Yeah.
Tell us where we are. Where are we shooting the show at this week?
Yeah, we're shooting it at PTG Outdoors in Grenada, Mississippi. Been here almost 2 years now, and I tell you what, Grenada has really welcomed us. And it is the destination, the number one destination in the U.S. to come crappie fishing.
Huge crappie.
Three pounders.
We like that.
That's exactly right.
And so, Gary, tell us who you are and tell us a little bit about where we are at.
Yeah, Grenada, Mississippi, and I'm the executive director of the Grenada Tourism Commission. And like Ron said, it's the number one crappie lake in America. It is our main draw in Grenada Lake. In addition to fishing, there's all kind of camping and, you know, water sports activities and outdoor activities like running, biking, hiking. So, but everything about outdoors is what draws people to Grenada, with Grenada Lake being the centerpiece of all that.
Yeah, so much. And there's other things to do. We'll come back to that. But yep, we got to get right into the fishing part.
So kind
of break Grenada into four seasons for us, Ron. Take us from now and all the way through winter, summer, fall, and back to the period of time we're at now.
Yeah, right now we're definitely in the fall season.
Uh-huh.
And I would personally, you know, I like it the most because there's not as much pressure on the water.
Uh-huh.
There's not as much pressure on the fish. You know, it's cool. The wind's not blowing as much as it usually is in the spring and all that. But
right,
so, you know, you sort of transition from the fall bite, which is hot right now. If you want to come to Grenada, now's the time to come.
Right.
And, you know, going on into the winter, of course, the drawdown has started, which right now today we're at probably around 216, which is still about a foot higher than the summer pool.
Sure is.
We just hadn't been able to get the water down the last 3 or 4 years, but it's been good for fishing. So, you know, we get into the winter pattern. Everything sort of slows down. The drawdown happens. I mean, it'll get down. It'll go from 215, 216, what it is now, down to 193, which sounds like it's going to dry up, you know.
Right.
And it looks like that in certain places. But, you know, we still have one ramp you can usually get in.
Okay.
Grenada Landing, it's probably the most popular ramp, I would say, Gary.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, the fishermen having access to the lake in the wintertime. Then you get into the spring, which is hot. You know, a lot of people love to come in the spring because they're out here to catch those three-pound crappie. And you can certainly catch them today, starting today, on into the spring. So don't wait till the spring to come to Grenada. Go ahead and
right,
come when there's not as much pressure on the lake, and there are three-pounders out there today. But you get into the wintertime, like you say, they start drawing down, and, you know, they get a little more lethargic. They don't move as much. But they're still fun to catch. You know, it's not as much traffic on the lake. So it's, you know, a great place to bring your family, too, you know, with all the campgrounds and all that we have. And it's easy access to the campgrounds usually at that time as well. But getting
right
into the spring, that is the hot time of the year for crappie fishing on Grenada. I mean, you know, just as an example, we were talking about it earlier, you know, the past crappie masters this year, they broke the record 7 times the second day of the tournament, of the national record. And I think it ended up being like 42 pounds plus,
wow,
which averaged out for 7 fish 2 days at 3.06 pounds per fish, which is amazing. You'll never probably see that again. I hope you do, but, you know.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, and then it sort of transitions into the summer pattern. And I know – Pico being one of your sponsors, you know,
right,
they're great in the crankbait, and they fit other segments as well. But, I mean, the crankbait, you know, they have a definite presence out here on the lake. You know, that's a good crankbaiting time of the year. Plus, you can still catch them any other way, especially with this live sonar, with the live scope,
uh-huh,
with the Mega Live and the active target and all that's
right,
out there today. But with the, you know, I would say, you know, the crankbaiting season starts at somewhere around the probably June, and it goes on into almost September. So, you know, and you can catch fish on Grenada year-round. So it is a year-round destination, too, that people should take advantage of.
What's the distance from here to, say, like Memphis or Chattanooga, Tennessee, or places?
Well, I mean, here to Memphis, I mean, you're looking at 100 miles. Chattanooga, I would say, what, 6 hours, 8 hours, something like that.
It'd be six, I think.
But people come from, you know, Indiana. I mean, we have people walk in the store every day from Indiana, Illinois, you know, and they're coming down here to enjoy the fishing. And, you know, it's a very hospitable place. You know, Grenada is known for the hospitality, I would say. You come to the, you know, to the south, and we try to give you some Grenada hospitality.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit. We touched on the economic aspect of all these tournaments that you have coming through. And then so you're the one that's bringing these tournaments in?
We try to. We're a little unusual compared to other tourism markets because a lot of tourism offices are trying to find customers. You know, they advertise to try to find people to come eat at the restaurants and hotels and do stuff in town. But we have groups that want to come here and fish that, you know, the tournaments I'm talking about. We did 11 tournaments last year. Most of them are crappie tournaments. We had a bass tournament, had a triathlon. We had our fox hunter group that comes every year and hunt dog retriever club. But of the 11 events that we sponsored, we do sponsorships, and we invested about $68,000 in all the sponsorships, and it brought back a $2.6 million economic return to Grenada. And that's pretty significant, especially for the investment we make. And we're going to have four new tournaments next year. PTG is actually having two crappie, a bass, and a catfish tournament, which we're excited about adding that to our list of events. And we're going to invest even more next year. The other aspect that comes into play, you mentioned people coming from Indiana. We're also monitoring digital exposure, social media exposure, any kind of media exposure, because that's really like free advertising for your community. And we actually have, for the fishing tournaments, we require an economic impact form to be filled out by every participant. And there are probably 14 to 16 states that come for the tournaments. But not just the tournaments. These are people that come back to fish, not on the tournament side, but just on the personal level. But, for example, last year on the Facebook live feeds of the weigh-ins, Crappie Masters, an example, we had 50,000 views, 20,000 the first day, 30,000 the next day. And these views are from all over the U.S. for the weigh-ins. And so total views for the whole year was – at other tournaments, about 80,000, you know. So you think about that, at the weigh-ins are talking about Grenada and Grenada Lake, and then you see the fish and you say, man, I got to get down there and do some fishing myself or camping or whatever. And so that drives the economy tremendously. We've had a record year of tourism revenue, record year for sales tax revenue, all-time revenue. We were down about 12%. During COVID, but this year we were up 16%, and the first month's receipts for our new fiscal year, which started this month, was up 23%. So I'm saying all that to say that again, Grenada Lake, in particular fishing, is a huge component of our economy in Grenada, because everybody that comes here spends money, restaurants, hotels, retail stores, the small business community benefits from what we do with the money that we invest, and it couldn't be done in a more efficient and effective way than through tournaments.
Right. Let's talk, while we got you here, let's talk a little bit about lodging and dining in the area for anglers that are coming in.
We got some really great mom-and-pop restaurants here. We got a downtown area that's undergoing a rebirth and a re-imagining of what it can be.
Right.
And a lot of money's been spent down there. We have some great restaurants and shops there. Antique shops is something that's become real prominent here. We have other great mom-and-pop stores, restaurants too, and retail stores to visit. We have a great, believe it or not, I have something called the Leetart Nature Preserve, which is a swamp in it right by the downtown Grenada. A lot of people go to kayak there, hike, observe, you know, nature and take pictures or whatever.
Right.
And believe it or not, that draws a lot of people to Grenada because kayaking is becoming a really big thing, both on the lake and at the swamp area. We've got a new sports complex being built at Exit 208, which feeds into Grenada Lake. That's synthetic turf fields. It's going to be state of the art, open next summer. That will draw people here. And while they're here, they'll typically look for things to do. And that'll, again, that'll feed to the outdoor things that we have to offer here. So Grenada's just got a really bright future as far as the economy and things for people to see getting here.
Yep. So he opened that can of worm on kayak fishing. And so you have kayaks here. Tell us a little bit about the kayak industry in Grenada. I'll bet you probably didn't even have kayaks on this lake 5 years ago. Non-existent.
I would say you're exactly right. And today, I mean, we're a dealer of Old Town, which is owned by Johnson Outdoors, one of the better lines out there. And they are fishing kayaks, not as much recreational, but they make recreational as well. And you see both out here. You see the fishing kayaks as well as the recreational kayaks. So it is a big draw. The COVID has sort of held us back as far as, getting out there and doing on the water demonstrations. But that is in the plans for next year. And I think the Corps will participate, and I'm sure Grenada Tourism will participate, and putting something together to grow that, to grow that market as well.
Well, you just fill your parking lot up with water and you could, you probably could grow 3 or 4 pound crappie at the rate they grow here. Could you not?
It's pretty amazing. Everybody asks me, what is the trick? Why does Grenada fish seem to grow quicker and bigger than anybody else's? And all I can say, going back to the biologists, the nutrients and all that come in from the two rivers that come in, the Yallabusha out of the east and the Schooner out of the northeast. I mean, I would say probably, it is the nutrients that come in the soil that pour into the lake. And, it's just amazing, an amazing fishery.
It's a Corps of Engineer lake.
This is a federal lake, right? Uh-huh. It was built 1953-54, there's some good stories about that, and I would encourage people too to go see at the right up from the main landing there at the Corps Engineers there. They've got I'm not sure exactly what the building is called,
the visitor center.
The visitor center. But I mean, they do a it's a lot of things to see about how the lake actually started, and it walks you through until today, and it's just pretty amazing to take your wife, your kids, your family out there. It's an encouraging experience to take a look at.
So a lot of people like to bring their RVs. What do you have for RV campers that are coming in?
You mentioned earlier, I forgot the lodging part of it. We have great opportunities for lodging for people that want to come enjoy the lake. Uh-huh. We have Hugh White State Park, which has cabins that overlook the water, and they have a RV camping at that facility. Right down the road, that's our Dogwoods Golf Course, which is surrounded by the lake, too. But at the lake itself, there are two great campgrounds. One is called the North Abutment. It's basically on the north end of the levee. All the campsites have views of the lake, and they're spectacular views. And there happens to be a boat landing there. If you're camping in that site, you can let your boat out there, too, and be really close by. And then below the dam is our spillway area, and the Hugh White State Park has a campground there. And so for folks that don't have a boat, they can camp below the spillway and fish. So you got the best of both worlds at the lake as far as RV camping. They both have great views and great setting. So tons of course hotels here too. We got a great assortment of hotels. But for fishing purposes, the campsites are really, really, really nice.
And convenient.
Very convenient.
So for them. Yeah. So how about boat ramps? Tell us how many boat ramps you have. And
I think we added them up a while ago, and it was like 11, of course, not all of them are, you have USET all year round. It just depends on the lake level. And there are maps that shows you exactly what the lake level is for that ramp, before you can actually use it. So, and we have them here at PTG if y'all want to stop by and pick some of those up. They're free. But 11 ramps, I mean, there's plenty of ramps to usually get out of the wind, and that's always a concern. An east or west wind coming down Grenada will sink boats, and I've seen it at South Graceport. And there's some protected ramps like Piney Woods, Wolf Creek, and the main ramp as well, Grenada Landing. So, I mean, there's plenty of ramps to get in, and most of them are safe, most times of the year.
Lake Master, their card, is that really good? Is that pretty up to date?
Lake Master, yes, it's probably one of the most up-to-date cards. Hummingbird, that's what we run. You know, we run it in our tournaments, and we run it, you know, whenever most of the guides, if they're out here, they'll be running it. And most of the people that come to Grenada are running Lake Master. It's just a popular card. Not taking anything away from Navionics, but you know, I mean, I think it's one of the better cards for sure.
We are. We do have the Minn Kota Hummingbird display right there. But how about to tell us a little bit, as you saw the growth of live sonar, tell us a little bit about how that has changed fishing on Grenada.
Well, I don't know if it's made it any easier, you know, on any lake. I mean, it is exciting to watch and be a part of and participate. I did it yesterday, and it definitely – you know, catches the eye of the young, you know, fishermen and on up until the, you know, I mean, we sell live scopes to some guys that are 80 years old, you know, sort of amazing. But you start seeing the characteristics of these fish that you never seen before. I mean, you've seen the regular sonar, which is pretty much history is what we hear, you know, and see.
Right.
It's something that, you know, once you pass over them, it's something you see how deep they are. What they're doing, you know, if they're hugging the bottom or whatever the case may be. But the live sonar, I mean, it just opens up so many. You know, I tell everybody the live sonar, what it does, it's a time saver for those weekend warriors, the guys that can't fish all the time. You know, it takes you out there, and at least it puts you in a location where you can look around, find fish. Doesn't mean you're going to catch them, but at least you know you're in an area fishing for fish. And that's something that, you know, that they say, you know, 80% of the fish are in 20% of the lake, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I think it's a, you know, everybody I think is a little worried that it may, you know, decrease the population of the larger fish. And that is a concern. I tell you one thing that I'm proud of on Grenada is the guides and most even the fishermen. I mean, if it's usually a fish over 2.5 pounds, I mean, unless they're going to mount it, these guys release these fish. And I applaud them for their conservation. Thinking forward like that, because that's the only way they're going to be here for our kids.
Right.
And grandkids.
Yep. So this is Grenada's one of those lakes that's on the Mississippi Crappie Trail. So I know that they have some other reservoirs that are on there too. So they have information there, but they have information just on Grenada. So that's always good. You probably gave them all those pictures of 3 pounders, right? You didn't give them any little ones.
Sometimes When we promote through social media the lake and all that, and sometimes people will think that we Photoshop these pictures. I think this is not real. And I say, yes, they are. I can show you a picture that was taken yesterday. They're posted all the time.
Right.
And, you know, this is what's here. I mean, you just got to come to sometimes I tell folks, you got to see it to believe it. And I say the pictures, as good as they are, don't really do justice to what it looks like when you're – especially at these tournaments when they do these weigh-ins. And if you could go to one of those weigh-ins, you'd say, wow, they really do have those fish, because you can't Photoshop that. It's live video. So,
exactly. Well, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. And Pico Lures, of course, they make products for crappie fishing. They have a whole line of soft plastic baits. They also have the crank baits that we talked about a little bit. They have square bills, and they also have a deep diver. So those work really good for pushing or pulling. So you can use either one of those techniques, which is good for catching them. And this would be a good place to do it, too.
Exactly right.
And so, and the other sponsor is Smith Consumer Products. And I brought a stone knife sharpener, because if you're down here and you're catching, is the limit 30?
No, it's actually 15.
15?
15 is the limit, and they've got to be over 12 inches.
All right. So those are some keepers.
There's some studs.
A lot of meat. So
you're
going to have to keep your hook sharp. So that's the reason why I brought those. You can check out all their products at smithproducts.com. And that takes us up to, if they wanted to find out more about your store, Ron, and what you do here, where would they go?
They can go to ptgoutdoors.com, or they could look us up on the Facebook page is PTG Outdoors, and we try to keep up-to-date content of what's going on at the lake, you know, things that are going on in Grenada, and you know, we try to encourage the tourism, you know, to Grenada. So,
yep. All right, sounds good. Gary, if they want to find out more about what you have here.
Yeah, just it's real easy. Visit GrenadaMS.com. Visit GrenadaMS.com. And on our webpage, it takes you to anything Grenada, including our online visitor guide.
Okay.
And we have special links regarding fishing and camping with all kind of details. And I think there's also a link there to the Corps of Engineers has a link about everything okay. Grenada. It has a lot of the information that you want to know, like limits and resources for getting your licenses and what the laws are and everything. And uh-huh. I also encourage everybody, you mentioned the Mississippi Crappie Trail website, to really go look at that. Visit Mississippi has been a great supporter of fishing, outdoor sports in Mississippi, and especially Grenada. And that we appreciate their investment in a website like that, because for the true crappie fishermen, you go to that site and you'll see the six top crappie lakes in America and information about every one of them.
And they even have an app for your phone, so you
right.
can check out their app too.
Which really need to check that out, because they had a significant investment in that, and it's worth spending some time there.
And they have a tab just for Grenada. You know what? You should rename. Yeah. Your hashtag should just be Big Crappie.
Yeah,
that's what it ought
to
be, because whenever people think about Big Crappie, they're automatically thinking about Grenada, aren't they? Are they not?
They are. Right.
So. Well, I appreciate y'all being on the show, and like I always like to end it is, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.